CSNBC released this today, and I saw it for the first time a couple of weeks ago when I went out to a restaurant. They don't have menus anymore. So when you walk into a restaurant, they don't say, you know, get five menus and you take the menu and take it to the table.
No, there's a queue reader and you scan it.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Now they just have little signs on the table or built into the table that you scan it on your phone.
Is that new to you?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's the South. We take time to catch up.
Right, right. We've been doing that in New York a long time.
Yeah, I thought you haven't been out to a restaurant in a really long time. So, well, and I haven't been out to a restaurant in a long time. So when I saw it for the first time, I was like, oh, this is pretty cool. It's probably been out for a year. I just don't know. But they said QR code downloads are now up 750% over the last 18 months.
That's great. As well, they should be. Because if you think about it, just from a COVID perspective, you know, unless they have the kind of menus that you can clean, but then you got to clean them in between each customer, you know, and who has time for that? You need a separate person whose job it is to disinfect the menus. So they don't do menus anymore. You go in and there's usually one of those little Lucite things on your table and there's a queue reader, you know, and you just, you scan it with your camera and then the menu pops up. It's brilliant.
Yeah, but I don't know how many people, because the problem with QR codes is once they first came out, you had to have an app, a QR code app.
Right.
So then they made the technology to where you only have to open up your camera. I don't think a lot of people know that.
Well, it depends where you live. Like I said, in New York here, we've been doing it a long time. That's just how you look at menus now. And even whether it's takeaway food, whether it's, you know, whether you're eating it, it doesn't matter. Mm. Everybody just opens their phone. Me, I don't even have to worry about that because what I do, you know, I have so many persnickety things about my eating habits. When someone says, hey, let's meet at this restaurant, before I even go to the restaurant, I go to the menu online. I pick out what I'm having because I can only eat like two things anyway. So when I sit down, I don't need a menu. I know exactly what I want. The good thing about having celiacs is I've said this before, like you really get to know chefs. you get to be really tight with the chefs at most restaurants in your neighborhood. But I will call ahead and say, I see you have this on your menu. I see you have that on your menu.
Hello, table 46. who am I speaking to?
Yeah, hi. I was calling to see. I see you have salmon on your menu, and I see you also have salad on your menu. But
who
you don't
is this?
Have them.
What's your name?
I'm. It doesn't matter. I'm a customer coming in tonight for dinner.
Is this Cooper?
Oh.
If that's Cooper, tell her we're closed.
I'm sorry. The chef just said we're closed.
Is that Steve? Oh, tell Steve I said hi.
Steve, she knows you're here. Damn it.
Steve still says we're closed, and we actually, because of COVID, we went out of business. I'm sorry. Please never call back.
I can imagine them, you know, saying, no, we're closed. It's Cooper.
No, they appreciate that I call ahead because I don't want to have to do that.
I don't appreciate you at all. You're such a pain in the ass.
I don't appreciate you. They run from you.
No, I'm telling you, I've had this before where I've walked in and talked to the waiter or the waitress and they have to go to the chef and ask a question. I call ahead and then I tell them I've already called ahead. They know you're coming. You tell them what time you're coming, what table you're sitting at, and they know exactly what you're going to order. They know that they have a pain in the ass coming to table 47 at 8 o'clock.
But the QR code thing, since I haven't been out in so long, I thought it was brilliant because then when people leave, you can send them coupons. You can, you know, put specials on that menu app when they're there. There's a lot of different things you can do with that. So I think it's brilliant, even though I'm a year late. So,
yeah, they freak my mom out because she didn't realize they get your email address and stuff. So she was with my aunt. They were in Queens. They were waiting to do something that was taking a really long time. And they're like, you know what? While we're, I think they were waiting for like somebody's car to be fixed or something. While the car is being fixed, taking longer than we expected, let's just go grab lunch. And they just started walking around until they found a place that had an outdoor table and a nice, they didn't want to sit in the sun. They wanted shade, you know? So they go and they sit down and they eat something. It was when they were still taking your temperature when you walk in for contact tracing, all that kind of stuff. So they walk in, they do the QR code, they order. The next day, my mother gets an email asking what she thought of the service. Does she want to post a Yelp review? She's like, how did they find me? How do they know who I am? She's like, my GPS wasn't even on. We didn't even know we were eating there. She was so freaked out. She was like, do I have a stalker?
She put tinfoil on her head now.
No, she was really scared of what was going on there. I'm like, it's okay. They weren't asking for money or your firstborn. They just want to know what you thought of the food.